I'm Van.
I'm Sori.
That's Lavi.
Salty and Chip.
Shout out to the big homie, Brian Head Welch. We got to do an interview with him, so that was pretty cool.
Yeah, it's like you will see it soon.
Something on the patrons were our
patrons have early it now, release, right? Yeah.
But we are releasing that interview at some point here. But definitely like a bucket list moment for the big homie Vin.
Yeah.
Because that's the guy that got me into the metal. So shout out to the big homie.
Yeah.
This is Rammstein. I'm amazed. We've never done this band before.
Well, why are you amazed?
Because
you like it so much.
They're a pretty big band when they came out.
Yeah.
So,
what are they, German or Russian or?
This is a German band.
Okay.
So anyway, this is Du Hast. We got the live version. Let's do it.
Oh. I always go to do the camera. I don't know why I do that.
I don't know.
Ready?
Yep. Du Hast.
Go.
Sienna. We'll be right back.
That was really fun.
They give a crazy live show. Yeah. I saw them with Slipknot.
Oh my gosh. You saw them live?
Yeah, man. That's the show I was in the front row in.
This one?
Yeah. It was Slipknot. It was System of a Down. It was, yeah, man.
Oh, my word.
And then, Mudvayne was supposed to be on that show,
too. This is probably the first time that I'm actually jealous of you.
Yeah, they were up there with Slipknot on a live show, and you know how crazy Slipknot
was.
Oh,
yeah, I know. And, yeah, I really...
The pyro was insane.
Yeah.
I was literally in front row.
Did you feel the heat?
Oh, fuck all. I had to turn away. I'm like... I looked at my friend. I'm like, this can't be safe. The security guy, like, he stepped, like, to the edge. I was like, what the fuck? Then I realized. I was like, oh, he doesn't want to get burned. So, I can't believe there hasn't been some horrible tragedy.
No, yeah, yeah.
Because that shit was, it was crazy. It's crazy. Considering, like, think about, like, how much money these bands have to spend on a tour, practically speaking. Like, we've heard some crazy numbers.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Like, they really invested in a lot of the shows so that you could have an experience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If they lightened up a little bit on the experience, then they could make more money.
Oh, they'd make tons of money.
But they don't fall out for their fans.
Yeah, yeah. It's definitely like a... It was... I think they went on before System.
Oh, my word.
So it was like...
Did they throw the paper like that?
Very difficult show to follow. No, there wasn't any of the whatever, but there was a ton of pyro, and it was a ton of, like, crazy
shit. Oh, my
word. They're really good live. It's a show. Watch all. All right. What did you think of the song?
Oh, I loved it. I actually have heard this one.
Nine.
Yeah, I've heard this one playing before.
Before?
Oh, I mean, I've never played it myself, but I have heard this one before. And you're a huge fan of it. And like I said, the last Fireside, I went downstairs and like the kids were like, I could hear them playing it downstairs. I'm like, who the? These kids are trying to sleep and they're listening to this.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know what the song is about, though.
You know,
and to be honest with you, what?
Go ahead.
I've heard this song before, but I was like, yeah, you know. But seeing it like this really gave me a love for it.
Yeah. Du hast. All right, so here's the translation. You have me. So it's du hast mich.
Okay.
You have me. You asked me, and I said nothing. Asked him what?
That's the question.
Oh, here's the question. Do you want until death does you part, be faithful all your days? No.
Do you want till death do you part and be faithful? Do you want till death to us part and be faithful all of our days is basically what they're saying?
Yeah.
Then the answer is no. I don't
That's
want
a marriage thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Oh, gosh.
You have me. You have me. You asked me, and I said nothing. Do you want until death does you part? Be faithful all your days. And then that's pretty much all this. That's the.
Are you serious? This whole thing?
That's a whole song.
Oh my gosh.
Do you want until death does you part? Love her even in bad days. No.
Well, you know, this gentleman was very honest.
Honest as hell.
I don't want to be faithful to you. I don't want till death do us part. How insulting.
What do you mean?
I don't know.
Well, no. He said you asked me and I was silent. So who's he talking? Is he talking to the
I think the girl is asking.
He's talking to the, no, the girl doesn't ask that during the wedding. It's the pastor or the priest.
Oh my gosh, this is during the wedding that this is going on?
Well, when does that question get asked?
Well, sometimes people say stuff like that. Do you want to be, you know, like they'll use
till death do you part as long as you both shall live?
Well,
who when that
no
that
I've
question
heard of people like
propo-
yeah when they're gonna when they're proposing and stuff like I've heard people saying stuff like that but no
saying what totally
right. Do you want to stay together forever and never part till death, you know, stuff like that. Like I was thinking it was at the proposal part.
I don't know, this seems very
so right there standing there in front of
this seems very litigious to me,
the whole
it seems
crowd
like-
and he says no.
Well, no, he doesn't say anything at first. He says you asked me and I said nothing.
Well, you can't say nothing at a wedding, you have to answer.
I mean, I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? Everybody's sitting in the crowd and they're watching, and then they ask the question. You can't just say nothing.
Yeah, you can say nothing. You have that option. What are you talking about you can't?
Well, I'm saying, like, they're obviously going to keep pushing you for it because they're going to maybe think you got shy or... I don't know. I mean,
I never really looked at the lyrics of the song. This is funny.
Take that out of your vows if you don't want to do that. Don't. And
what the fuck is the point of getting married? You know, it's it's like the whole prenup thing. That's such a weird concept.
Yeah.
Me. It's like, we're going to get married and profess our loves to each other, but just in case, you can't steal my shit.
Yeah.
Just in case we get divorced.
Well, you can't. That means that there's lack of trust there, obviously.
Well,
you had me sign one. What are you talking about?
You shouldn't say that.
Why?
Then all the SJWs.
Oh my word! I laughed after. Obviously,
it doesn't. It doesn't. That you laughing at it just shows how much of an oppressed woman you are.
Oh, depression.
People are killing.
I was
you
telling somebody yesterday. Killing I was talking to Jay. I was like, I said like, because he's talking about how like. Basically, like, God has certain lessons that come to us, and we can either choose to accept the lesson and learn from it, or you can basically fight against it and not learn anything, and your life is gonna, you know. And I was like, oh, I know. I said, God's trying to teach me, like, not to be so controlling all the time. But I said, it's a very hard lesson to learn. I said, Vin, he's a very easygoing guy. He's like, yeah, I can tell that from him. So it's funny how, like, one person can say, oh, yeah, I can tell that he's very easygoing, and then other people can think you're some controlling bastard that won't...
Well, no, they've never said I was controlling. One of them,
what do they say?
Well, it was like the debate that we had at the...
Exodus?
The Exodus thing.
Yeah.
People were worried about you. The thing is...
What do you mean worried about me? Like, they thought I was crying?
They were like, oh, I was disagreeing with you stridently. The thing is, like, to me, that's a form of respect.
Oh, yeah.
Like, or you know, you, yeah. You know, like, it's a form of respect. Like, I'm going to respect you. So, like, if we're going to go at it, we're going to go at it. I'm not going to go easy on you because you're a girl.
Yeah.
I feel like that's like a compliment. Like, he respects her enough to go at her the same way he'd go after Ben Webb or whatever.
Yeah.
And you had some pretty good points.
Of course, you didn't admit it in the actual debate.
Well, I didn't look at it in the debate.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I saw it after.
I looked at it after.
First of all,
you weren't running around saying I had a good point either.
I didn't think you had a good point. I have told you when you had good points. But
you were a master of conflating the issue. Like, all the people that responded back to me, I'm like, what was the problem? And they all missed it. Like, 100% of them. Because you made the thing about Islam, and that wasn't even the debate. The debate was, does the hijab equal automatically oppression? And that has nothing...
That has nothing to do with Islam.
Women were wearing hijabs.
What are you talking about?
I can't believe we're having this discussion again. Okay. Women were wearing hijab for literally centuries.
Yes, but for different reasons.
Before.
Okay, anyway.
No, not for different reasons.
Just
same
let
shit.
It be known.
Same reasons.
I actually love arguing with Vin. Unless I'm having a like an emotional day. Then I don't
In which I won't argue.
Well, yeah.
And then you get upset that I don't argue with you.
Well, sometimes
I'll say, okay.
Sometimes you still do because you think you're teasing with me because you don't realize that I'm like... Yeah.
Well, I've learned that lesson.
I'm like on that fold of like...
I've learned that lesson.
It's like the tears just are just like ready neutral. To come out.
Just trying to stay neutral and not argue.
Just be wise. Because I love arguing with you. So it's fun.
I think this is like...
So you think he's standing there in front of everybody...
says nothing.
Well, then they're going to think that...
But
oh,
inside, he's probably saying no. Like, I think, like, this is, like, a weird way to interpret it, but I think, like, he says nothing, he freezes up, and then the guy asks him again.
Yeah, that's what I got from
and
it.
And then he says yes, but internally he's saying, nine! No.
Where does it say yes?
Well, I'm just saying, like, I'm speculating.
Oh.
I'm saying that the no is internal, the nine.
Oh.
Nine!
That would make more sense.
You know, because I don't think he...
Who the hell is going to say no right out there like
right,
that?
Right. I don't think he's going to yell no. Why the fuck would you propose to the girl and all that shit? Obviously, you had it in your head that you guys were going to be whatever. Marriage is a tough thing, man. You know? And, you know, I'm not a fan of divorce. Like, divorce is terrible. Mm-hmm. Having been through them. You know, it's
fucking
terrible.
Don't recommend that for anybody.
It's a terrible eventuality, and if you can make that shit work, man, do it. You know, but it takes two.
Right. Don't stay in a situation where you're being abused, though. You know, if the person wants to get help and you take some separation, they try to get help, that's one thing, but, like, don't stay if you're getting abused.
You want until death does your part to be faithful all your days. That's an interesting question. Do you want to be faithful all your days? He's saying no.
Yeah.
That's not the same thing as will you be faithful all your days?
No.
Like, will you be faithful all your days is like you're committing to like not fucking up.
Yeah.
But that wasn't even the question. It was do you want?
Yeah. No, I don't even want
to. No, I don't even want to be faithful.
I don't even want to try. Like, that's not in the cards for me. I'm not even going to try.
I think there's a lot of dudes that, like, it's the concept of, like, there are certain relationships that can survive, like, infidelity.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and then there are certain relationships that can't. So, like, we're watching, you know, the show where this girl's in prison with other girls, and then, you know, like, she does stuff.
He doesn't even want to say it's cheating.
To her fiance.
She cheats on her fiance with a woman, but he won't call it that.
You know, it's, but like the whole crisis of conscience that you're supposed to go through when you cheat on somebody that you're supposed to be marrying, she doesn't go through that. She doesn't have any like real internal struggle with being that type of a person. And the show doesn't present the guy as a sympathetic figure at all. He's just a, you know, he's just some stooge. He's not a sympathetic figure at all. Mm-hmm. And she just, you know, went off and whatever. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Like, it's a very interesting thing to me, you know, where it's like, I'm not sure if it's the same thing, but the show definitely isn't portraying it as the same thing.
Well, even one of the characters said.
Yeah, the brother was like, eh, it's not the same thing.
It's not the same thing.
She's in jail with a bunch of girls. You know, like, so.
See, that would be like, I don't know. I think that would be worse for me if you, like, cheated on me with a guy. I think that would be worse for me. It'd
be worse for me, too.
I think I would say, well, then there was nothing I could have done about it. That's what he wanted. I'm not going to provide that for you. So, like, I think that I would, but then at the same time.
So it would be worse for you if I was with a woman, then?
I think so, actually. Like, I think that, like, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I'd be worse if it was a little woman.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It would be, but I still, I, if, I could just never picture you.
Yeah, I mean, that would never happen.
Doing either one of those things.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. I would never do that with you. See, I don't think our, see, what's interesting is, if it was this way, we would be able to survive, but if it was this way, I don't think we'd be able to survive. We'd be able to make it.
I don't want to.
which, you know, my perspective on things is that the man should bear the heavier burden in the relationship. So it would kill me, but we'd find a way to make it work. Cause I, you know, you're my last shot. So I'd find a way to make it work. Whereas you got millions of options. You got. Like 58, you do. You're a very beautiful woman. So you gotta. I mean, that's it. Doesn't work with you. It's a wrap. I was already back. I already had a foot in the monastery anyway, before you. You know, you took me out of the monastery. So, there you are. Do you want until death does you part? Be faithful all your days. I was reading this book one time and was trying to make the argument that monogamy is not native to human nature.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah, because he was basically saying, look, you know, you gotta. Our early ancestors had to propagate the, you know, the species.
So yeah.
It's not efficient to doing that with only one person. And so then. But it also wasn't efficient to just randomly select a woman to pass on your DNA profile to either, because then the survival of the child in the ancient world would have been next to nil without a dude to. So then you had to know
who.
You kind of had some form of the nuclear family unit where you had one dude who could propagate the species with three or four women.
I'm so glad I wasn't born at that time. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, but then so then it was like, it was trying to figure out, well, then how the hell did we get to monogamy?
Yeah.
How did that become a virtue?
That is an interesting question. Well.
And, you know, he basically blamed Christianity for it. Basically.
Why? At what point?
Because in Judaism, you had the Bible heroes. They all had multiple
women. Yeah, I was going to say they all did, so.
Well, most of them. Moses didn't simultaneously. But, but then with the advent of Christianity.
Yeah, but his wife was like, I feel like she wouldn't have let that. Like, she was mad at him. She was like.
Who's Zipporah?
Yeah.
Yeah, she
like,
was.
She had something to say. She, like.
She was a gangster.
Yeah.
I mean, she was out in that desert, you know, I mean, she wasn't playing around.
Yeah.
She was playing games.
A bloody husband you turned out to be.
Well, I mean. Yeah. So the book basically said that, you know, it blamed Christianity for monogamy. Because even in Judaism, it was reflecting a lot in the ancient world.
But even when they had the multiples, like, there was a lot of issues that went along with it.
Well, there are emotional issues. But as far as propagating the species, they were doing a damn good job. Yeah.
Yep.
And then, of course, Peterson made the very curious... He basically said that he doesn't like polygamy because only the top guys in a given culture are going to be able to accumulate all these sexual partners or whatever, and so it then increases the animosity to people, to force celibate people. It forces celibacy onto a larger group populace of males, which then creates a bunch of animus. And so, because of that, Peterson's theory was we evolved to monogamy because we all started to figure out that with polygamy, you get, you know, there's only a select group of dudes that can do that, and then the women are going to be attracted to him, and then you're going to have a whole bunch of other people who are forced to be celibate, which then, I think Peterson is, like, mixing his... Jung and his Freud, and basically saying now you got all these sexually frustrated dudes, they're gonna be angry, it's gonna fuck up your entire culture. So that's the track that led to monogamy, not Christianity, basically, is the idea.
I would just take somebody that was less desirable, that didn't have the opportunity of getting more.
Well, I think you're speaking from a position of privilege, because you can always set the terms of a relationship because of the virtue of the fact that you're an extremely beautiful woman. But most women aren't as beautiful as you. You know, like, you wake up and you're a fucking supermodel. You really are.
Honestly, I love that you think that, but I don't really think that.
Okay.
This morning when I woke up, Zoe was in the hallway and my hair was all crazy and I had that thing over my eyes to, like, that thing got me. But I think it was like, I couldn't, like, my face couldn't breathe on it, so my eyelashes, everything was all squashed. I came out in the hallway, Zoe was, like, sweeping, she looked up at me, she, like, took a double take, she was like, I think I look scary.
Anyway, you look like you could be in Hollywood. So you have enough cachet to be able to make those demands of a relationship.
I don't think that it would stay that way, though.
What do you mean?
Because we already talked about it, that people are going to do what they want to do. So if the guy wanted to have multiple wives, and I state my, like, I don't want you to have any other
wives.
There's
no way, like, you can sneak around and have a multiple wife.
Yeah. Well, I think that eventually he would say, you know what? I'm doing this.
And then you'd say, okay, see ya. Because I could find another dude tomorrow who would pick me up. You know what I mean? Like,
and stay with just me?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, so, you know.
I see what you're
saying. You run into a guy like me who's not going to have a bunch of options. I'm like, sure.
Oh,
sorry.
My gosh.
I'll put you up.
We all know that's not true.
So it's an interesting concept, the concept of monogamy, because it seems like, you know, Jesus talked about monogamy versus polygamy, basically, in Matthew 18, where, like, the initial design was, okay, Adam and Eve.
Yeah.
You know, Jesus says, you know, the beginning the Creator made a male and female, right? So you know, the idea is, I think it was Gannon was talking about how Eve was taken out of Adam, and so the reconnection of male and female in the marital union constitutes a whole person. So Gannon was saying, if you get a third person, where are they going to fit?
Yeah.
Right? That's Gannon's idea.
Who's Gannon?
Robert Gannon.
Yeah, but who is he?
He's a scholar, Princeton.
He's a Christian scholar.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he doesn't believe that most of the New Testament is inspired. It's very interesting stuff.
Okay.
But
that's an interesting way of looking at it.
It's an interesting idea.
Yeah.
God pulled Adam out of Eve out of Adam.
Yeah.
And so she was his counterpart.
Yeah.
And so when they reconnect, you have a full being. You have the full spectrum of humanity. So what do you need an extra person for? Mm. So Gannon is saying that's Jesus' argument. Hmm. Against polygamy. And what you see, though, is as sin enters the world and then Genesis proceeds, you see it very quickly with Lamech in Genesis chapter 5.
Well, I think that...
he's got multiple wives.
I think that what you were saying before kind of adds into it. Like, so it was, like, Eve is connected to Adam, and they are, like, Adam came from God, and then Eve came from Adam, but then there's a connection between the two of them. So it's not just Adam and Eve, but God is in the mix of that.
Right.
So I think that, like, maybe in the polygamous
yeah.
situations, like, maybe in those types of situations, maybe, no, I don't know. I was going to say maybe God isn't so satisfying to the person, and so then they desire more satisfaction outside of God, outside of their wife, and then that's how. But I mean, geez, I mean, think of David, and David had bunches of wives, and he wrote the Psalms.
That didn't really help him a lot.
No, it didn't help him, but I wouldn't say that he didn't have a walk with God.
I can't understand how any dude would want to have multiple women at the same time anyway, like in an actual relationship. I don't understand that. They're extremely difficult to do well.
I mean,
you know what I mean? Like their relationships are like extremely difficult.
I can't imagine because, like, even as it stands now, like when I go through my seasons of, like, you know, crying or frustrated or whatever, like, I can't imagine if there was, like, also another woman that you were also, like, trying to, like, relationship at the same time. And then I'd be jealous of that, so then it'd create more problems, like.
Well, I was talking to my buddy, my Muslim buddy, and he was talking to him. He was saying, one wife? And then he started telling me all the benefits of multiple wives.
Oh, my gosh.
I was like, okay.
The only time I think about it is around the holidays when a bunch of us women are in the kitchen and we're getting shit done fast and well.
Yeah, but you can accomplish that in community.
Yeah, this is so convenient. I'm like, but.
You'd be married to all of them alone.
Yeah.
But, you know, so it's really interesting the way Jesus basically said, look, we allowed forms of that because of the hardness of your heart. Because you didn't want to do the garden thing. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like Agent Smith was saying, you know, we built a garden for you, Mr. Anderson, but you just couldn't deal.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, that's how the Bible progresses. It goes from that to basically God saying, okay, you guys are going to do that. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm going to just manage this until Jesus shows up. Mm-hmm. And Jesus shows up and he goes, okay, I'm going to live what faithfulness looks like. Mm-hmm. Because of the church, you know, God's people, the metaphor of God's people being God's bride and how Jesus interacts with his people. Mm-hmm. And so now God says, okay, now you have a perfect example of what it means to be mm-hmm. a faithful man. So now you guys can't have like 68 million wives anymore. Because now it's a lifelong endeavor to love one person. Like the mm-hmm. way, the standard to which the Bible says that you have to love your woman is it takes a lifetime to master. Right? Mm-hmm. You know, and you know, it's hard to, it's one of the things I cycle through a lot as far as, like, did I do everything I possibly could to make that other relationship work? And I think for the most part, humanly speaking, I did, and it just didn't work out. And now that, you know, we're married, like, I've got to really, you know, that's kind of where I'm at. And we've not had this discussion yet. It's kind of weird to have this discussion here, but it's kind of like I gotta put that aside and say, okay, that's gone now, and focus on, you know, giving that to you and making sure that, you know, I'm doing everything possible to you, because the dynamics are obviously different, and so you're not as squeaky of a wheel as the other one was. Mm-hmm. So I think because of that, I think there's definitely a lot of misses in my mind as far as, you know, our relationship goes, as far as being a Christian and what the Bible calls me to for being your husband, you know? Mm-hmm. So I guess I should apologize for that. Sorry.
I forgive you.
So, pretty strange to have that in this moment.
Yeah, because I'm trying not to cry.
Okay. Okay. So, interesting song. Not a lot of lyrics, but it's deep as hell. The concept of faithfulness is a really deep idea. Mm-hmm. And this guy's saying, nine, that's, you know what? It's fucked up, but it's a lot of self-awareness, too.
I think that he should have said it before, just thinking it in his head.
Well, you know, like, we've got two daughters, right? So it's like, I would much rather that happen at the altar before they actually get married. Like, it would suck for them.
No, if you're saying, but he didn't say it out loud, though.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, if the guy said, nine, no,
yep,
then I'd be like, this is some fucked up shit, but yep, at least the guy had the cojones to tell the fucking truth.
You know what? People always say, it's better you know now than find out later. And I used to think, No, like, it didn't feel that way. But I think that it was always older people that would say that.
Yeah.
And I think that as you age, you start to realize, no, it is better.
Of like, course, you know my theory.
As much as it hurts when you're 18, you know, yeah. It's better to know then, like, you know.
You know my theory. My theory is that everybody...
Don't be surprised by anything.
My theory is you already know.
Yeah.
Like, if this is autobiographical, like, you didn't know that this dude was going to be a rock star and travel the world? Hello?
Yeah.
Like, everybody, people are pretty, you know, unless you're doing like an overnight random, hey, let's get married wedding. People know who they're dealing with.
Right.
You know, so, anyway, what do you give the song?
Well, I think it's a 10 as far as production and everything. I really liked it. I don't like that he said no to that, so I want to give it a 9.
Are you
serious?
I feel serious?
Like that's not right to do
that. Are you serious?
Yes, maybe because I picture you saying no, and I don't like it. Now every time you're singing, I'll be like, what the fuck? What are you singing this for?
I'll say 9-9.
What's that mean?
No. It's a double negative equals a positive. Did
okay.
You do your math?
Okay.
9.
All right. I guess it's a 10. It really is.
Yeah, it's a 10.
It's
this is a
really
10. This is it's a classic song.
Yeah.
As I said, I'm a sucker for live shows. It's a classic song.
Yeah, really.
It said a lot with saying a little, and the chorus is just one of the most epic choruses of all time. It's epic.
And the whole crowd.
Nine.
The whole crowd was in on it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a lot of people.
I know. That must have given that's got to be a crazy feeling to be to have a whole crowd singing your song like that. Mm-hmm. Like what, 30,000 people?
Mm-hmm. Or even that many people coming just to hear what you have to say, even if it's not a song, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, there were some preachers that had like crowds that were huge. Like, can you imagine?
That's pretty. It's pretty.
Like, I feel like having somebody come for like a preaching or a teaching, that many people coming for that would be more crazy than getting that many people there for entertainment. You know what I mean?
Well, Billy Graham had that. Yeah. Speaking of Billy Graham, I guess that line and "To Live Is to Die" and all that—that's
where it came from.
That that Cliff was watching a Billy Graham thing.
Very interesting.
This is a combination of Billy Graham and there's another ancient poet or something like that.
That's interesting.
So, who knows? Inshallah.
Yeah.
Inshallah is with the angels.
Yeah.
Teaching the apostles how to play bass. RIP to the big homie, Cliff Burton. Cliff out. Cliff out. That's actually very ironic. Because, you know what it is? I'm reading that book in between calls
at
work.
Yeah, you are. Yep, I saw that. To Live Is to Die book.
Anyway, Vin out.
Sorry out.
Gone.